Lee Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia attacked power stations and other infrastructure, causing widespread outages across Ukraine as Kyiv's forces pressed a swift counteroffensive that has driven Moscow's troops in out of swaths of territory it had occupied in the northeast. The bombardment ignited a massive fire at a power station on Kharkiv's western outskirts and killed at least one person. And the president, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, denounced what he called the deliberate and cynical missile strikes against civilian targets as acts of terrorism. Ukraine's second-largest city of Kharkiv appeared to be without power on Sunday night. Separately, the nuclear power plant in the Russian-occupied south completely shut down in a bid to prevent a radiation disaster as fighting raged nearby. Americans remembered 9/11 on Sunday with tear-choked tributes and pleas to never forget 21 years after the deadliest terror attack on U.S. soil. At the Pentagon, which also was targeted on 9/11, U.S. President Joe Biden vowed that the U.S. would continue working to root out terrorist plots and called on Americans to stand up for the very democracy that guarantees the right to freedom for those terrorists on 9/11 sought to bury in the burning fire, the smoke, and the ash.
Terror struck us in that brilliant blue morning. The air filled with smoke, and then came the sirens and the stories. Stories of those we lost, stories of the incredible heroism from that terrible day. The American story itself changed that day.
First Lady Jill Biden spoke at a third attack site at a field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. People wanting to pay their final respects to Queen Elizabeth II as she lies in state at the Houses of Parliament in London need to be prepared for a long wait. The government has published guidelines for people wishing to file past the late Queen's closed coffin as it lies in state at the A palace at Westminster from 5 p.m. Wednesday until 6:30 a.m. on September 19th. Thousands are expected to want to pay tribute to the only monarch that many in the United Kingdom have ever known. The wait in the line is expected to be hours long. Ethiopia's Tigray rebels said Sunday that they were ready for a ceasefire and would accept a peace process led by the African Union. VOA's Diane Roberts reports.
The AU-led peace process would remove an obstacle to negotiations with the government to end almost 2 years of brutal warfare. The announcement was made amid a flurry of international diplomacy after fighting flared last month for the first time in several months in northern Ethiopia, torpedoing a humanitarian truce. The Ethiopian government has previously said it was ready for unconditional talks, quote, anytime, anywhere, end quote, brokered by the Addis Ababa-headquartered AU. The AU's commission chief issued a statement welcoming the development. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the United Nations is ready to support the AU-led peace process. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Residents of Okinawa have now reelected their incumbent governor, who opposes an ongoing U.S. Marine base relocation forced by Japan's central government and wants American troops on the southern island to be redirected further. Tomaki won about 51% of the effective votes cast in Sunday's election against two challengers from Japan's ruling bloc and another backed by the opposition. His victory could deepen tensions between Okinawa and the central government. Plan to move U.S. Marine Air Station for Futenama from a crowded neighborhood to a less populated area on the island has already been delayed for years. Okinawans want the base removed from the island, citing growing threats from China, North Korea, and Russia. Japan has bolstered its defense in Okinawa. And recapping our top story, Russia has now attacked a power station or power stations and other infrastructure, causing widespread outages across Ukraine as Kyiv's forces pressed a swift counteroffensive that has driven Moscow troops out of swaths of territory it had occupied in the northeast. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.